I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practicers. I'd venture to say that there's a halacha in today's daf, Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that could be relevant to most people, but still, most people never heard about it. It's the Gemara all the way at the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says, Hayoshevas al dam tahar asur l'shamish. At the end of 40 days after a woman gives birth to a boy, after 80 days after a woman gives birth to a girl, there's a night. And that night, the Gemara says, the couple is asur to be together, they're asur to have tashmish. And the Gemara refers to that as Yoshevas al dam tahar, when she completes finishing these days of dam tohar. What's dam tohar? After a woman is able to go to the mikveh after giving birth, any dam, any blood that she would see until 40 days after giving birth to a boy or after 80 days after giving birth to a girl, min ha-Torah, the halacha is, it's a pasuk that says that that blood does not make the woman tameh and she's still permissible to her husband. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that after that, those days completed, after the 40 days are up, the 80 days are up, that night, she's usher to her husband. The Taz points out, really going back before that, the Taz points out the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this halacha. Why not? Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch quote open Gemara? And the Taz explains based on most Rishonim, in fact that's how the Rashbam explains our Gemara, most Rishonim explain that the reason why that night the couple is prohibited with each other is because of the transition of her status. Because until now, any blood that she would see would not make her aser. And now, her status changes, and now if she would see dam, she would become aser. In order to mark that distinction, we say that night, they're aser to each other. Therefore, continues the Taz, since we have the practice, that's our minig, it's an old minig that the Shulchan Aruch does record. We have an old minig that we in fact treat all dam that she would see, even within those 40 and 80 days that would make her tameh, that would make her prohibited to her husband. Therefore, we no longer need to make that demarcation. We no longer need to show that there's a difference. Therefore, the Taz says, we don't practice this halacha anymore. And we say that even 40 days, that night after the 40th day, and then that night after the 80 days after giving birth to a girl, the couple is permissible to be with each other. Now, the Pardes Rimonim asks an obvious question. There are so many halachas that we find throughout the Gemara that we say, well, the reason doesn't necessarily apply, but we keep those halachas. Why is it that all of a sudden when it comes to this Gemara, we say, well, if the reason doesn't apply, we're able to throw the halacha out? Why does that make any sense? Suggests the Pardes Rimonim, it's because of the language that the Gemara uses. The Gemara doesn't simply say that any woman who gives birth, this is the halacha that she's prohibited, but rather the Gemara prefaces it and defines it and gives the explanation. What type of woman has this prohibition? Yosheves al dam tahar, at which we can interpret to mean having that transition. Since, as the Taz points, we no longer have a transition, because we, even though it's through a minig, but since we treat all the dam as creating that tumah, creating that prohibition, we no longer have this halacha of our Gemara. Now, just for honesty's sake, there's a shach. And the shach comes from a bahag. It gives a different explanation for our Gemara. And he says, "Amachmir tavlo bracha." It would be beautiful to be machmir for that opinion of the bahag and still be machbir on that. But I don't know of any community, anyone is really machmer for that shach, and the common practice is to follow the Taz and to disregard that chumrah.